start your day of the Torah way in northwest London. Wednesday is 17th of Cheshvan, 1st of November. Rabbi Yisrael Feinschlieter, Torah's Eretz Yisrael of the Netziv. This week's Torah is sponsored by the Chavod Tzimus HaNasun of Yecheskel Weinberg and Libelo. This Chasna Mitzrayim will take place today. Yit Rotzen Shivnu Bayis Ne'emon B'Yisrael L'Shem V'Lestino.
Shkoyach, everybody who's here, and those who are not here. I chose the title because I thought that at the moment we need all the zchusim that we can have, and by talking about the Torah Eretz Yisrael of the Netziv, I think hopefully we'll find it pertinent and l'toeles mitzvashem. Who is the Netziv? The Netziv was born in 1816, died in 1893 at the age of 77. And he's buried in probably the biggest Beis Olam in the world, the biggest Jewish cemetery in Warsaw, in Warsaw. He became Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin in Belarusia in 1853, and he was Rosh Yeshiva for 40 years until the tragic closing of the yeshiva. He became Rosh Yeshiva on the death of his father-in-law, Rabitzel of Volozhin, the son of Reb Chaim. And he remained there, as I said, for 40 years until it closed. He was particularly known in his early years for his outstanding hasmoda. Volozhin itself was a forerunner of all the famous Litvisha yeshivas, and it was a misnagdisha yeshiva, unashamedly, and it had a continuous fight against the influence of Haskalah, and particularly the Russian government. The Netziv, his approach to learning was based on Chumash. You start off with Chumash. Somebody once was told the Yeshiva Bacher, he's spending too much time on Chumash, to which he replied, "I'm learning the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Perish on the Gemara." The Netziv gave a shir on Chumash every morning after davening. He was an early supporter of the Chovev Etzion, and his Sforim were his famous Perish on Chumash HaMekdovo, his Tshuvas Meshiv Dovo, and his famous Perish on the Mechiltas of Rabbi Choygon, Emek Dovo. Amongst his children was Rabbi Chaim Berlin and Rabbi Meir Bar Ilan. His Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon Shkop of Telz, Rabbi Chaim Moshe Grzinski, Rabbi Avram Yitzchok HaKohen Cook, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, and Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer. The tragedy of his life was the closure of the yeshiva, when he could no longer resist the influence of Haskalah and the demands of the Russian government to introduce secular studies in the yeshiva. And he closed the yeshiva with leaving 10,000 rubles of debt, which he tried to recover. And he was prepared to, it was when he was prepared to go to Eretz Yisrael that his health failed and he was buried in Varsha, and you can go to his kever today. So let's look at the Torah, his Torah, particularly bearing in mind the present situation in Eretz Yisrael. It should be a zuchus for Eretz Yisrael, for the cholim, and for the soldiers. We find in this week's Sedra, Parshas Vayero. Rabbeinu Shel Olam was preparing to destroy Sodom. Eirdo no ve'ere ha'ktzak ha'so ha'bo elai osu kolo. I'm going to go down, said the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and see the matzav in Sodom. Ha'bo elai osu kolo. Maybe I'll destroy it. V'im lo eido, and if it's not worthy to be destroyed, I'll punish it with Yisurim. That should have been the end of the story. Why do we find that the whole event of the Shnei Melochim going to Sodom, being offered Hachnosas Orachim at great personal cost, at risk by Lot, and then the siege mob, the lynch mob surrounding the house, and it was only then that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did two things. He destroyed Sodom and saved Lot. Why do we need the whole story? Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made an instant judgment, could have evaluated Sodom, evaluated Lot. So the answer is, what happens if, two sides of the equation, Sodom, the Midas Hadin of Sodom, it does not demand the destruction of Sodom. Maybe lo nismale soson, that they weren't worthy yet. And what happens if the suchusim of Lot were not sufficient for the Rabbanu Shalom to save him? So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do in such a situation? He manipulates events. And that's why you have, the Rambam says, Eis la'asos la'shem. Sometimes you have to act for Hashem. How? When heferu torasecho, by getting reshoim to undermine the Torah, only then, when the Midas Hadin can strike, then Eis la'asos la'shem, when the time comes. So what's interesting is, because we're talking about Torah Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael under Yoshua. And in Parshas Ekev it says, Shema Yisrael ato over hayom es hayarden. You are going to cross the Yarden today into a hostile country. Lavo lo reshes goyim. And you're going to drive out the goyim. Gedolim v'atsumim mimeko. And they're greater and they're stronger than you. So the Rabbanu Shalom says, how is this going to happen? He says, I'll tell you one way it's not going to happen. Lo vitzit koscho v'yosha levovcho atabol oreshes es arsom. Don't rely on your tzidkus and think that your zuchusim are enough to achieve the victory. But what I will do is, ki berishas hagoyim o'ele Hashem elekecha marisho miponecho. I will manipulate events to such a degree that you will see rishus amongst the goyim, achzorius amongst the goyim that you have never experienced in your life. And that achzorius and that rishus will finally seal their fate, which hadn't been sealed before. Lo sholem avon hu emori ad heino. They haven't plunged to that depth yet. But don't think that the driving out the goyim from Eretz Yisrael is bitzit koscho, that you are zuchusim. Hashem will manipulate their rishus in such a way that it will achieve two things. It will seal their fate, the Midas Hadin will strike against them, and you will respond with your tzidkus to this tragedy, and the result will be the Rabbeinu Shalom will give a hatzolah to you, and he will give a... And he will wipe out them. So therefore, we find the same with Mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael wanted to bring Klal Yisrael out from Mitzrayim, it says, "V'ato erom ve'erio." You were bereft of mitzvahs. So what did the Rabbanu Shalom do? To enhance their zuchusim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them two mitzvahs. "B'domayich ayi," I'll give you the dam milah, and I'll give you the dam Pesach. And that will give you the suchusim. I'll manipulate events in such a way that you will have the suchusim to be saved. So neither Sodom nor Lot deserved their fate before those malachim went in. And Zarka Sodom ki robo, said the Rabbanu Shalom. Yes, it's great, but not enough. And therefore, vayovo shnei hamalachim Sodom abo erev. The Rabbanu Shalom created a scenario where two strangers entered this society, which had incorporated in this legislation a ban on Hachnosas Orachim. They came by Erev, where they were homeless, and what happened? Lot brought them in at great risk to his life, enhancing his zuchusim. And then Anshe Hoir, Anshe Sodom Nosabo Labais. Then there was a siege mob, a lynch mob, and that sealed their fate. So this speaks to us today. Their achzorius, which they displayed 3 years ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, will seal their fate. If nol nismale soson, if that was the Midas Hadin couldn't strike before, it'll strike now. Lo nismale soson. And look at the tzidkas that has... That has triggered amongst Klal Yisrael, which didn't occur before. And the Tziv puts his finger not only on what happened in Sodom, and not what happened when Yehoshua went into Eretz Yisrael, but I think with his Ruach HaKodesh, he put his finger on what's happening today. So let me give you some short ideas for. The Meraglim in Parsha Shlach came along, and Yoshua and Kalev had to counter the report of the other ten, and says, Tova ha'oretz ma'od ma'od. The land is ma'od ma'od. Tova ha'oretz ma'od. What's ma'od ma'od? It's not because it's Zovas Cholov Yedvosh, because the other ten also says that they said, V'gam Zovas Cholov Yedvosh hi v'zeh piria. They also murder that it's a land of Zovas Cholov Yedvosh. So what's Tova Ha'oretz Ma'od Ma'od? What is the special quality of Eretz Yisrael that it's not just Ma'od, but it's Ma'od Ma'od? The Parsha, the Meraglim, the Yoshua and Kalev could have said, just left it, and by said, Im Chofetz Bonu Hashem, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us, he'll give it to us. And Son Olonu, he'll give it to us. Al Tiro Es Amoretz, don't be fearful. But why did they say, Tova Ha'oretz Ma'od Ma'od? What will clinch it is the Ma'od Ma'od of the land. So the Netziv says, there's no land in the world like Eretz Yisrael. There are many, many beautiful lands in the world, possibly lands which are even more beautiful. But there's an inbuilt problem in having a beautiful land. Because there's two problems. First of all, if a land, and Eretz Yisrael, or anything for that matter, has a special quality, the danger is that you're inured to the special nature of what you're experiencing. Day by day, mitzvah anoshim ulumodo, you get used to it. That's the first hazard. And the second hazard is that something which is tov, if you have too easy a life, and things are too pleasant and too easy, vayishman yeshurun vayivot, the very tov itself, the corollary can be the worst, that there can be the very goodness of the land, the very special quality of the land can spur rishus, spur not only just lack of appreciation, but it can invite people to, in fact, grasp that which is good and turn against the Rabbeinu Shalom Chas V'Shalom. So tov ha'oretz, land being good, can be a liability. And there's no greater evil than spurning the good. So what's tov ha'oretz ma'od ma'od? The quality of Eretz Yisrael is that ma'od can be bad. We find with Vayara Elokim es kol asher osa v'hinei tov ma'od in Bereshis. So Chazal say an amazing thing. They say ma'od ze melech hamoves. So how can Vayara kol asher osa tov? How can he be in melech hamoves? Because tov can invite a reaction, and therefore there's a hazard in tov. And tov ha'oretz ma'od ma'od, says the Netziv, was the Rabbeinu Shalom's special hashgacha and for Eretz Yisrael, that this hazard would be countered by special hashgacha, that the blessings of Eretz Yisrael, instead of inviting a reaction, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give that extra hashgacha, that extra protection, and tova ha'oretz ma'od ma'od. And that's the tov will not corrupt people. And precisely because it's Erez Zovas Cholov Advosh, after the brachas of Eretz Yisrael, we need that special hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we should appreciate the Tov. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu will inject that hashgacha into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe there was never zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael, for Eschanan, and he davened and he yearned to go into Eretz Yisrael. Bo'esa hi lema. Gemara in Sota Yudalet says, v'chi lechel mipirya olisbo mituva hu tzorich. What did he want to go into Eretz Yisrael for? To sample all the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael, but it was the mitzvah sataluyas ba'oretz that he was after. That's what Moshe wanted. Says the Netziv, what was Moshe primarily davening for? Yes, mitzvah sataluyas ba'oretz. He says, but it was the koyach ha'talmud of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe knew that what would clinch Eretz Yisrael for us was Limud Torah. Ve'in chachma k'chachmas Eretz Yisrael. There is no chachma like the chachma of Torah that you learn in Eretz Yisrael. And when Moshe asked, ve'eres ha'oretz ha'tova, I want to see this good land, what is the tov of Eretz Yisrael? Morin Brochus Memches says, tova zu Torah. The special quality of Eretz Yisrael that you get, Tavira da'aron machkim. But what's the quality of Eretz Yisrael? It's not just the air, it's the quality of the limud Torah, which you can't replicate anywhere else. Ki lekach tov nosati lochem. That's why Moshe, that's what Moshe wanted when he's ve'eretz oretz hatovo. And therefore Moshe was davening for Torah's Eretz Yisrael. That's what he was davening for. And Baruch Hashem, we've got it and we need to enhance it. Parshas Ekev. It anticipates their entry into Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavecho hayom, all the mitzvah which I'm commanding you today, tishmarun lasos, you shall preserve and you shall carry it out. Leman tichyun, and what zchus will this give you? That you will live. Uravisem, you will profligate, you will proliferate. Uvosem virishtem es oretz, and you will come and inherit the land. Kol ha-mitzvah. Strange phrase. What does it mean, kol ha-mitzvah? Kol ha-mitzvah. What's kol ha-mitzvah? So Rashi says, mischalta b'mitzvah gemor, that if you start a mitzvah, finish it off. That's why Moshe wanted to separate the Orei Miklot. And that's where it plays out in Halacha as well. You don't give psicha to one person at the beginning of Vahibin Tzoron or Ein Kamocha and then ask somebody else to close the Oren. Im Yischalta b'mitzvah gemor, you do the whole thing. So the Metziv has got a very interesting intake on what is Kol HaMitzvah. Kol HaMitzvah, he says, is Tishmarun Lasos. He says, every mitzvah has to be learned. Klal Yisrael spent 14 years preparing themselves for Kivush, for Chiluk in Eretz Yisrael. But he said, what did they learn during those 14 years? Says the Netziv, what Moshe was saying is Kol HaMitzvah. Yes, of course you have to be practical. Learn mitzvahs masiyos, but kol mitzvah. Learn every single mitzvah, whether it's practical now or even not. So that eventually when it becomes practical, you will be familiar with what you have to carry out. And therefore, the Netziv says, Bizman HaGolus, he says, we have to remember to learn Torah, not just what is Lamaisa in Chutz La'aretz, but we have to prepare for entry back into Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Kodshim is so important, and that's why Brisk learned Kodshim, and that's why the Chofetz Chaim wrote Svarim about the mitzvahs of Kahuna. He was prepared. If the Chofetz Chaim kept fit at all, it was because he was prepared to run up and down the Kevesh of the Mizbeach. But it says, however, says the Netziv, Tishmarun. What's the nun at the end? Tishmarun, he says, just diminishes slightly what he was saying. He says, the nun tells you, yes, learn kol ha-mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz, but give preference l'maisa. Don't neglect those things that are not practical now. Learn them. But if you've got to give preference to one or the other, it should be l'maisa. And that's why it says that leman tichyun, what the schus of learning Torah, even which is not lemaisa, will give you a chius, because the Gemara says halom. The Talmud gorim chius hanefesh. Learning gives chius hanefesh. It gives vitality to the soul. But there's a nun there, tichyun, tishmarun, and tichyun. Only complete chiyus ha-nefesh you will get in Eretz Yisrael. Chiyus ha-nefesh you'll get in Chutz La'aretz by learning those mitzvahs that are not necessarily lemaisa, but tishmarun, give preference to those which are lemaisa. And chiyus ha-nefesh, which you will get from learning Limud Torah, you'll only get complete chiyus ha-nefesh in Torah Eretz Yisrael when you actually learn in Eretz Yisrael. V'hoyo im shumah. So in Parshas Ekev, we have Parsha of Ahoyo Im Shemoa, and the famous Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hey says there's a stira here, because on the one hand, it says V'yosafto degonecho, the schaf, or Shmiras HaMitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, as it says, L'man yibu yimichim v'minim yinechem alo adomo. The schaf of Shmiras HaMitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael is V'yosafto degonecho, that you will have plenty of panosa, but V'yosafto degonecho, you'll have to do it yourself. You'll have to work, and you'll have to till the soil and gather in the crops. Says the Gemara, there's another pasuk in Yeshaya, which says, "Va'omdu zorim," that you will have such suchusim in Eretz Yisrael that strangers will rise for you, "Va'ro'u tzonachem," and you'll have people who will look after your flocks. So the Gemara says, there's a stira. On the one hand, "V'yosafta degonecha," you'll have to work. On the other hand, "Va'omdu zorim," you'll be able to rely on manpower elsewhere. So the Gemara quotes Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who says famously, "Bisman shat imosim rishon shel mokom," then melachtom nases al yedei acherim. That is va'omdu zorim v'ra'u tzonachem. That's bisman shat imosim rishon shel mokom. But bisman she'ein atim rosim rutzon amokam chas v'sholom, then v'asafto estgonecho, you'll have to do it yourself. V'asisra al yedei atzmechem. So Tosfos asks famously, the whole theme of v'hoyoyim shemoa is not im lo shem im lo tishma, v'hoyoyim shemoa tishma. It's talking about bisman she'atim osim rutzon amokam. So where is there a place to find in V'hoyoyim Shomoa that Ein Atem Osim Ratzono Shel Mokom? It's all to do with Osim Ratzono Shel Mokom. So the Tosfos answers that there's an afkamina between Tzadikim and Tzadikim Gemurim. Tzadikim Gemurim, you'll have Om Du Zorim. And Tzadikim She'ein Om Gemurim, then you were Vosafta to Gonecho. The Netziv says, it's a bit so schwer. He says, first of all, if you look through the whole of the Baruch of the Shema, it says, "La'avdu b'chol avavachem." It says, "Eliyavu es Hashem lakechem, la'avdu b'chol avavachem u'v'chol nafshechem." It's talking about where you have full avodas Hashem, tzadikim gemurim. So what is Peshat, therefore, in these two sides of the equation, which somehow don't seem to fit into the Peshat of the Pasuk? So he says that survival in Eretz Yisrael depends on lechem ha'oretz. That's what he says. Lechem ha'oretz, you have to have sustenance in Eretz Yisrael. What kind of lechem? What gives us the sustenance in Eretz Yisrael on a day-by-day basis? He says there's two sources of lechem. One is karbonus. Karboni lachmi le'ishai. Karbonus alechem. It's the staple diet of Yidden. Keves echad baboker, keves echad benu arbaim. That's the tamidius of staple diet of Eretz Yisrael, which keeps our spiritual nutrition, if you like, and our physical survival in Eretz Yisrael going. The karbonus, the avoda, the Beis HaMikdash. But there's another lechem. So there's another source of nutrition in Eretz Yisrael. And that is, as it says in Mishli, "L'chu lachmi, lachmu b'm lachmi." It says, "Go and eat from my lechem." And the Gemara in Chagiga says, what is eating from the lechem of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says, "Zu Talmud, limud Torah." So we survive in Eretz Yisrael because of four sources of nutrition. The lechem of karbonus, avoda, and the lechem of limud Torah. That's what gives us our survival in Eretz Yisrael. So the Netziv gives a moshul. He says, which is the better lechem? Which is the more nutritious lechem? Right? So people have wholemeal, people have white bread, brown bread, sour bread. So what is the most nutritious lechem of Eretz Yisrael? So he gives a moshul of a king who has to feed all his citizens, all his subjects. So he said that king does a two-pronged approach. The first approach is, for the Hamonam, he divides the country and gives them real estate, gives them fields, and he says, get on with it, till the ground, produce the crops, and eat from your own avoda. But for those special people who are very close to the king, his civil service, those that are in the army, the king has a special kesher with them, and he won't allow them to go and work for their own panosa. The king will provide it himself. And therefore, for his staff and for his army, he'll provide directly the food for them. So in Eretz Yisrael, says the Netziv, we survive on two sources of nutrition. The lechem of the karbonos, the avoda, but that is our own work. That is though the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, look, I'll give you the opportunities. You do, go do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, so, give karbonos. But that is akin to providing everybody with their own little bit of real estate, and they work for their own living. But those who are particularly precious, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give direct panosa to them in another form of lechem. And what is that other form of lechem? Which is limud Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you access to a source of nutrition which is open for you all, but it'll come directly from me. That's limud Torah. So says the Netziv, which one does Hashem prefer? Which one would we prefer? We would prefer the nutrition, the spiritual nutrition which comes directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the nutrition of Torah. Lechem min hashomayim. That's what we want. And it depends how you earn your keep in Eretz Yisrael. So you can either opt for the korboni lachmi, the lechem of avoda, and now Bismanenu says the Nesiv, we no longer have the zchus of the karbonus of the Beis HaMikdash, but we have tefillah. That's the avoda of lavda b'chol avavachem. What is the avoda shebelev? It's tefillah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you can work yourself and provide your own nutrition through tefillah, or I'll give you limud Torah, which is a sustenance which comes directly from me. Avoda is what we do for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and limud Torah is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you and I would prefer the second option, limud Torah directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, we can choose. We've got two approaches in Eretz Yisrael to provide us with the spiritual nutrition which we need. Either the avodah shebelev, which comes from us, or the limud Torah, the lechem min hashamayim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara in Tanis Daf Dalet, ula avda b'chol avavachem, which is avodah shebelev, zu tefillah. So the Netziv says that nowadays, he says, tefillah has to be real. Because look what it says in the Shema. It says, b'chol avavachem u'v'chol nafshachem. That tefillah is only potent if it comes b'chol avavachem u'v'chol nafshachem. And therefore, life in Eretz Yisrael, says the Netziv, needs the sustenance of both avodah shebelev, but it also needs the more direct sustenance which can come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if you opt for the avodah shebelev, it has to be real. It has to be b'chol avavachem u'v'chol nafshachem. So, Baruch Hashem, we've got those two approaches which we are using in a potent way today, that to counter the achzorius of the enemy, we've got our weapons, our kol Yaakov, both of limud Torah, which is lechem in hashamayim, and we've got the avodah shebelev, which comes from us. Thanks for listening. Ba
Shachlis, Pavis, and Mami, Yisnasei, Yisadovi, Salevi, Salosh, Megidvucho, Vergilu, Namun Kalto, Kosovish, Rosalish, Mosomene, Hamosod, Amirom, Yomovim, Romain, Swell, Barabonum, Tame, Dehama, Kalto, and Yisam, Deva, Commandos, Kiras, Divas, or Dame, Divakalasava, Sar, Yelon, French, Namarabo, Kinum, Ketzerach, Mabu, Hari, Timuzan, Vipono, the Kodamab, and Mishma, Yarovim, Romain, Eish, Namarabo, Minshama, Yov, Haim, Tavi, Molay, and Wakan, Yisovim, Romain. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital.